When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I have a really interesting listener question for you today. I'm actually excited to work on this episode because it's a question that's come up a couple of times. It's something I didn't expect. When we started the Failure Friday segment, I guess it was 2 years ago, it quickly became one of our most popular segments just because we were looking at vulnerabilities and mistakes and things that went wrong as opposed to, you know, all the things that, go well in lots of side hustle case studies, success stories, and so on. But this also kind of produced not really a backlash, but just like something underneath the surface that a couple of people have asked about. You know, if you're sharing stories that don't work out, can that also be discouraging, right? It's actually meant to be encouraging, which I'll discuss here in my response, but might it sometimes feel discouraging to have stories of failure? So as we begin, I want to propose a couple of questions that I think are very helpful to think about in lots of scenarios. And the questions are, what's the worst that can happen? And what's the best that can happen? If you're thinking about any particular scenario in life, it could be a side hustle idea, it could be a big move or a change, maybe even just a trip. It could be a relationship decision. It could be a choice to attend an event or not attend an event. If you ask yourself these questions, like what's the worst that can happen and what's the best that can happen, can help you make decisions, can help you kind of reframe the process of success versus failure or the interplay between the two and such. Because often the worst that can happen is not that bad, and the best that can happen could actually be amazing, right? And of course, it all depends on the specific situation and such. But to get to our question, because I don't want to preempt it too much, I just think it's so interesting. She's actually asking about you know, how these episodes sometimes can make her feel anxious. So rather than ignore that, I want to address it directly. Let's talk about how we can turn stories of failure into perhaps stepping stones for success. We'll turn to that in just a moment.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, it's Amy Meekin. I've been following your podcast for a while now, and I really enjoy the success stories. However, the Failure Friday episodes, I don't know, they make me kind of anxious about my own side hustle and pet grooming. I started doubting my choices and my business's potential. Is it normal to feel this way? And how do I overcome it? Sometimes I even consider quitting because the story sounds so much like my own situation.
Amy, I want to thank you so much for raising this question. I actually heard it recently from another listener as well. I believe he was at our Denver book event. And so obviously, Amy's not the only one wondering about this. I don't want you or anybody else to feel anxious with the story of something that didn't work out. You know, I understand that sometimes a story can be tough to hear, especially when you're in the early stages of your own side hustle. But I really try to keep this in perspective, and I'll try to do a better job going forward. You know, these stories are shared not to discourage you in any way, but to equip you with the insights to avoid a similar pitfall or a similar mistake in the case that it was a mistake. It's not always a mistake. Sometimes things just happen, right? So I guess, you know, it's normal to feel anxious or feel worried when hearing about a failure, but really the whole point is kind of the opposite, to relieve that anxiety. And so, as I said, you know, to equip you with insights, but also maybe to just to make sure everybody knows that, you know, it's okay for things to not work out sometimes. So there's also a goal of kind of normalizing failure, or normalizing not every idea is going to work. Not every idea is going to work at first. Sometimes an idea might be working for a while and then stops working. Sometimes your idea intersects or collides with something else that causes it to not work. So it's not a judgment on you or the person being featured. It's more just kind of a dissection or an analysis of, like, let's look at how this happened and what we can learn and how it felt and how you feel afterwards and such. So I guess my suggestion, my proposal for anyone, you know, in that situation would be, instead of letting a story, whether it's from me or somebody else, a story of something not working, make you anxious, try to turn that anxiety into action. You know, we're always about, like, idea to income. Let's go anxiety to action. That's going to be the new theme of Side Hustle School for next year. I mean, probably not, but I do like the idea. You know, learn from someone's mistakes, pivot where necessary, learn from your own mistakes. And so whether it's a pet grooming business or anything else, ultimately I want it to be a success story. And that is the goal of everything, both, you know, the tips and the case studies, and also looking at things that don't go so well. Ultimately, I hope that this podcast, everything that we make here, you know, ultimately it's a community. It's not just a show. I hope that the community is inspirational to you and helps you feel that you're not so alone. That's my goal. That's why we make Side Hustle School every single day, 7 days a week, in short little action-packed episodes. So thank you, whoever is out there, for being part of this and listening. Keep listening. We got more planned. And as I said, I really want it to be helpful to you, but I also appreciate any questions or concerns. All right, going to wrap up for now. Episode 2475. New one's coming out tomorrow, of course. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.